What's going on, y'all? All right, so I had a interesting question on one of my videos a couple days ago, and I thought I'd address it because I think there's a couple more people that may need to hear this. Let's see. So specifically for programmers, or you can probably apply this to other areas of your life. The question is, can you guide me? I am in my second year graduation. I want to prepare well on campus and off campus placement. I'm not good at competitive coding. Please tell me some tips. Thanks in advance. Good question. I came up with seven tips. First tip, practice a lot. I mean, make this a part of your life. Make this who you are. Do it so much that you dream about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, do it over and over and over. Get better. Learn a lot. Learn what you're learning. And practice. Like, get in the practice room. Put yourself in situations where you're going to practice. That's it. You know, practice or code. Put yourself in situations where you're going to code several hours a day. You know, if you're in college, you're in school, you got the time. Like, don't sacrifice going out with your friends. You know what I'm saying? Sacrifice, like, be like, I can't go out tonight. I gotta go code. I gotta go study. Do it. Because if you do it now, when you get out and you apply for a job, the employers, they're gonna know you know your stuff, because it comes out, it flows out of you. You've already practiced enough to where you can perform. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a guitarist. When you practice your guitar or any instrument, it becomes a part of your memory. You know what I'm saying? Muscle memory. And the more you do it, the better you get at it. You get to the point where you're ready to perform, right? And then when you perform, then you get critiqued, like, oh, did you next time you're going to try it this way, because you just get better all around, all right? Practice is good. Number two, don't be afraid to fail. Failure is a great teacher. When you fall, you learn to pick yourself up. You become respectful to yourself in that you're able to lift yourself back up from falling. You know what I'm saying? If you try something new and your program crashes, that's good. Because at least you tried. You know what I'm saying? When my daughter was young, very little, she was learning how to walk. When she started walking, she would fall. I would clap. I'd be like, good job. That means that you tried. That means that you tried to take a step. Make another step, but you fail. Hey, that's fine. You fall. You practice. You learn. Okay, I'm probably not going to do it that way next time because I remember falling. You see what I'm saying? It teaches you. You teach yourself in that way because you try, you fall, and then next time you're like, okay, I remember doing it this way, but I'm going to do it different because I remember last time. You see what I'm saying? So you remember what not to do when you fall. So don't be afraid. Like, don't. Some people, like, and I used to be like this. Like, oh, I don't want to make a mistake because I'm gonna fall, and you're real tense. You know what I'm saying? I remember a professor would be like, just try it. You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to fall, and it made a lot of sense because I was free to be who I was. You know what I'm saying? Failure builds character. You form into a person when you understand who you are. When you do things, you know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to fail. Number three, sift and weigh everything people say. Not everyone is trustworthy. This one was kind of, this tip was, it's kind of like all around. Like, it's not just for coding, it's just for everything. Like, you know, and people are young and in college, when people are young and in college, honestly, we don't know stuff at that age. We know stuff, but we're still, like they say, wet behind the ears, or we're still greenhorns. You know what I mean? We're still brand new. We're freshmen, type of thing. You know what I'm saying? In the world, and there's people that are older than you, and have been around for a while, there's some people that are willing to share good advice, but there's some people that are willing to take advantage of you. And you need to be careful. You see what I'm saying? You need to be mindful. You listen to what they say, but weigh it. Put it on the scale and be like, how much does this weigh? Is this really worth anything? You see what I'm saying? And how you do that? You observe. You sit back. You listen. All right. This person said this. Let's see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Let's see if this person is a man of their word. You know what I'm saying? Test it out. Test them out. Be like, are they really this type of person? You know what I'm saying? And if you got red flags in your head, that's not the person to listen to. Because you need to trust yourself. You know what I'm saying? That goes back to number two, where you try it out. You know, you don't be afraid to fail when you're listening to advice from people. You see what I'm saying? So sift and weigh everything people say, because not everybody is trustworthy. There's people out there that will take advantage of you. Which brings me to my next point, which is don't avoid uncomfortable situations. Walk in boldly, but not blindly. When you go into an uncomfortable situation, know who you are. Like, you've already lived with yourself. You know what I'm saying? You're say you're young, you're in college, when you're alone with yourself, you figure out who you are. Okay? You start to understand your beliefs better because you're living by yourself. You know, that's another reason why it's good to socialize, but not all the time. Sometimes you got to be by yourself, which is fine. Learn how to be by yourself so that you can figure out who you are. So say you there's things you don't like to do because you're afraid, like, oh, I don't want to go because I just like to be by myself all the time. Or don't be afraid to be alone because you're always used to being in social situations. Go in boldly, like, okay, I know, like I've gotten this far. I know that I can make it. Okay, so go into a situation. If you know that you have to go in that situation, go. Do it boldly, but keep your eyes open. You see what I'm saying? Don't walk without having to look everywhere, you know, mindfully. Walk in boldly, but not blindly. You know, sift and weigh everything. Observe. You see what I'm saying? Don't just go in a situation without thinking. You know what I'm saying? You go in boldly, but not blindly. Think about the situation. You know, be prepared. Which is brings me to my next point again. Number five, prepare yourself for opposition. It's unavoidable. How you react is what matters. When you go into those uncomfortable situations, prepare yourself for opposition. You see what I'm saying? That's why I say walk in boldly, but not blindly. Because when you go into situations that you don't know, there's people that are already there that know the situation. You see what I'm saying? And there's some of them that will go against you, and there's some that will be with you. You see what I'm saying? And opposition is unavoidable. If you go into a workplace, there's gonna be people that hate. Everywhere, like everywhere you go, it's unavoidable. It's just gonna be there. I mean, we see it, what, 20 times a day, you know, 20 times a day on social media. There's haters, there's trolls. You see what I'm saying? You go on Instagram or Twitter or whatever, there's people that are trolling because that's just how they are. Like, it's unavoidable, right? So how you react to those trolls, to those people, is what matters. So if you know that you're a certain way, avoid, like, don't even mess with it. That's like, walk away. Just go the other direction. You know, when you go the other direction and they know you're going the other direction, you're going to hear them. You're going to hear them talking in your ear as you're walking away, because they want you to play into their game. Don't do it. It's not good for you. It's not going to help you. It's going to hurt you. And you don't want to be hurt. Like, that's being bold. It's bold and smart and wise to walk away from a situation where you know that people are trying to get you to look bad, or they're trying to get you to react in a certain way. So if, when you react wisely by walking away, or when you react wisely by listening to counsel from people that are good counselors, that's what matters. What they say doesn't matter. Because look, people are going to talk behind your back, and there's going to be authorities that are going to listen to those people, which sucks, because you'll be in a workplace and that authority will listen to gossip and you'll be fired for it. It happens all the time. So maybe that's not the company to be at. Go to another company. Try it out. Try to do another company. You know what I'm saying? The point is to make money when you get done, right? You got to make money. So that's why I say be good at what you do. Because when you get to career status or even in school, there's going to be haters. There's going to be people that gossip because you know your stuff, because you're a good person, because you do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? You just got to do it. You got to do it. Number six, learn a lot. Learn. Listen to podcasts. You watch YouTube videos. Read textbooks. You know, seeing from credible sources. People that know what they're talking about. Learn. I mean, just learn. Because that's going to help you practice. You learn something new, you go and practice it. You learn something new, you go and practice it. You're only going to get better. That's it. That's all. I mean, which is good. That's the best thing. And the last thing, number seven, which is personal to me, pray. Like, when all this stuff is happening, all this turmoil, all this good stuff, good or bad, you're going to pray. Like, you got to pray. I got to pray, you know, to my God that I worship. And knowing that my faith is a huge part, a huge factor into all these steps. You know what I'm saying? Like, I pray to God, be like, God, you know, I need your help today. You know, me personally, I mean, whatever you guys believe, but that's just, this is what I believe. And you ask me for my advice. This is the advice that I'm going to give you, personal advice. You know, and this advice is coming from my years of experience in the workplace and in college. So, thanks a lot, you guys, for watching. I appreciate y'all watching. If this video was helpful, leave a comment, ask questions, whatever. I like to do these videos because I like to share what I know with you guys. And thanks for watching. Have a good one. Bye.